Hey, what's up? Andrew Kramer here, and welcome to another very exciting tutorial, as you would expect here at Video Copilot. I'm in a great mood, decided to turn the camera on, turn the computer on, I even turn on a disco ball in the back room. So after I'm done here, I'm going to go out there, celebrate. It's going to be great. So, and don't tell me you guys don't celebrate when you're all alone. I know you do. What? You don't? I'm talking to myself? Anyway, we're going to be taking a look at the Galactic Orb tutorial, and it should be a lot of fun. So let's see what that's like. Wow. All right. Very exciting. And what's interesting about this is I did a little bit of sound design on it, and the idea was kind of playing off the speed of sound versus the speed of light and how the sound kind of comes late and kind of gets cut out. Anyway, I did some research on Mach 1. I was doing some sound research, and let me show you what I came up with. So I did a search saying, how fast is Mach 1 in miles per hour? And I came to this website and said, you know, how fast is it? And the best answer was from this guy, and it says, Mach 1 is the same as flying at the speed of sound. Okay, I know that, but I just need a miles per hour, so if you could just get to that. However, the speed at which sound travels varies based on atmospheric conditions. Okay, still not understanding the question because we haven't got to the miles per hour thing yet, but moving on. Because of this, Mach is not a constant speed, but the speed sound travels. And that's the best answer? I mean, if this were Jeopardy, let's be honest, Alex Trebek would probably walk across the room and smack this guy in his mouth. Anyway, don't even worry about it. This guy will get what's coming to him, let me tell you. Kidding, don't do anything. All right, let's go and get back to the tutorial. Now, we're going to be taking a look at a lot of interesting techniques like this cool zoom, the energy, and then this orb. And then I was thinking, wait a second, Video Copilot, don't we already have a tutorial for all that stuff? And let's do a quick search. So I did a search for orb. And yeah, sure enough, we have a lot of cool orb tutorials, planets and things. Nice. Yeah, but what about zoom tutorials? Okay, yeah, we've got this blueprint sort of zoom effect. We've got the medical zoom and the earth zoom. Okay, but what about any energy tutorials? Yeah, apparently we have a few various energy tutorials as well. But the question is, do we have any galactic orb energy zoom tutorials? I don't think so. And that's a bit of a problem we're going to fix today. All right, let's go and get started. We're going to have a lot of fun. So here we are in After Effects. Now, we're going to break up the tutorial into a few specific parts. So first thing we're going to do is create the energy ball. And there's some particles and some various elements inside. And then we're going to take it, put it into a new comp, and add some outside energy. And then finally, we're going to composite it into a scene where we have a bunch of particles and smoke, and then we finish out the design. So this way we can kind of focus on each of the steps individually, and should be amazing. I mean, Galaxy Studios, I don't even know if that's a real company. Probably is. It's like an interior design company, and their prices are out of this world. Galaxy jokes. Okay, let's make a new composition. We'll do 960 by 540, 23976, and perfect, oh, 300 frames, hit okay. And the first thing we're gonna do is take some of these pictures, which are some caustic-y elements. Basically, I took a flashlight next to like a glass of water and just sort of took these interesting pictures. And so we're gonna bring these out into the comp, A and B. Now I'm gonna pre-compose the A, we'll do layer, pre-compose, and we'll leave all the attributes in comp 1 and hit OK. Same thing for B, layer, pre-compose, leave all attributes, hit OK. So we've got the two comps here. Now I'm going to go inside to light A, and I want to go ahead and make a few changes. So I'm going to duplicate the light A. So I'll choose Edit, Duplicate, and we'll set the transfer mode to Lighten, and then we'll move it up a bit. And I'm basically trying to fill in the space at the top just a little bit more. And then we'll go back to comp 1, and we'll go ahead and call this our galaxy ball. And then we'll hit OK. And then we're going to go into light B comp. And again, we're going to make a few changes. So we'll duplicate it, Control D. And we'll go ahead and rotate this around. So I'll take the rotate tool, turn it. Again, we'll set the transfer mode to lighten, And we'll just put one down here, and maybe we'll duplicate another copy, Control D, and move it up a little bit and lighten the transfer mode. So we're just trying to change it up, maybe lower the opacity of this one so it looks a little bit more random. Perfect. In fact, we may just change this to screen. That's pretty good. Now, another thing I want to do is add a little bit of turbulent noise so that these comps don't look so static. So we can do it a couple of ways. First, we'll take the bottom layer and we'll choose Effect, Distort, and at the bottom there's Turbulent Displace. And we'll solo this layer while we check it out. And basically, if we animate the evolution, it kind of looks almost like water. So we'll bring the size of it down a little bit, and we'll animate the evolution. So if we Alt-click on the stopwatch, or Option-click if you're on a Mac, we'll type time star maybe 50. And what that's going to do is take the current time and multiply it times 50. So watch this red value as I move forward in time. It just kind of moves forward. And so then we can take this turbulent displacement, copy it, edit, copy, and then paste it to our other two layers. And if we turn them all on, they're all sort of animating. And that's cool. So then the same thing, we'll go back to A and we'll paste it. And we'll take this front one and paste it again. Now I'm gonna offset it a little bit. So we'll hit U and we'll do time times 50 plus, you know, like 500. And that way it'll just be a slightly different, you know, cadence to the distortion evolution. So perfect. So we'll go back to the galaxy ball. And we'll take light A comp, and we're going to add an effect. It's called polar ice caps. And we're going to take that and drop it onto light A, and we're going to set it to rect to polar and turn it all the way up here. So it kind of creates an interesting looking effect. Now, we also want to add a lens effect. So we'll type CC lens, take this, drop it onto the light, and we may scale the layer down a bit, hit S, and we'll just scale it down. Now, what's cool about the lens effect is if we move the position, it kind of creates a different look. So I kind of want to move it down just a little bit, and that way we can actually see a more circular lens. And we'll also bring the size down a little bit, and you know, something like that should work pretty good. And then we'll take number two, and we'll take polar coordinates, drop that on it, turn it up. Set it to rectangle to polar, very similar. And we'll use this one as well. So we'll scale this down just a little bit and we'll turn these both on. Now I'm gonna set the transfer mode of both these layers to add. Now let's go and add some colorization to this. So we'll take light B, we'll choose effect color correction curves, which is amazing effect. I love this effect. Who doesn't love this effect? Well, I knew this one guy. He didn't like curves, he liked levels. And now he works at Starbucks. So, you know, that's justice, I guess. What we're gonna do is bring some red down, go to the blue channel and turn the blue up. So we have kind of a blue energy look. Actually, I made that joke a couple of weeks ago about the curves and the levels, and the person who used levels is now dead. And some people were saying that that's kind of violent and, you know, that's not what they expect from Video Copilot. So I decided to change the joke so that I would just say that they work at Starbucks. So, you know, a little more friendly, I suppose. Although a couple of weeks ago, I found out that he was working there the other night and somebody robbed the place with a machine gun and shot him to death. So I'm not sure if they were related or not, but he definitely died, possibly linked to his disdain for curves. All right, I'm just kidding about that. I think this is probably worse than the original joke. We should probably just move on. All right, so we've adjusted it so it looks kind of blue. Now we'll take the top one, we'll choose effect, color correction curves, and we'll give it more of a red orange colorization. Maybe go to the RGB, darken it a bit. So also if we bring the green channel down, I'll give it more of a red look. So pretty good. We may bring that blue up a little brighter so we can see it a little bit better, maybe even just scale it up. All right, very good. Got this energy ball. All right, so let's add a few more details. I'm gonna take light B comp and duplicate it. So we'll choose edit, duplicate, and I'm gonna hit W, and we're just gonna spin this around and maybe lower the opacity of it. Let's see here. Looks pretty good. And maybe even we'll take light A, duplicate this, scale it down, take off the lens effect, and kind of put it in the middle here. So it just has like a source of energy. So you can kind of see what that looks like. It just took the lens effect off, and we kind of have a little energy source. Very nice. Now, next thing we'll do is create some particles. So we'll create a new solid, and we'll come over here and we'll type particle world. Let's see here, bring that out. All right, now we're gonna go over to the grid here and set it to off. And if you're using CS5, there's like some checkboxes and stuff to shut off the helper layer, so you can probably just find that. We're gonna go down to the producer here. Let's turn the gravity down, and we'll set the physics type to maybe twirly, or maybe, I don't know, viscous, or just something a little bit different. And we'll turn the velocity down really low. Now I'm gonna turn up the producer size. So the particles are coming out of a single point, but if we increase the size here, it'll just give it a little bit more volume. Let's try that twirly one now. So that's pretty good. We'll turn the birth rate down, and we'll set the particle type to a faded sphere. So looks a little bit better there. And we'll set the transfer mode to add. We're just trying to add some life into this orb. Let's go over here, we'll type in CC lens again. Put that on there, and see, it'll give us a little bit more of a, you know, almost like a distorted sphere effect. So it's like a refraction or something. So we'll bring the size down here. Maybe a little bit more. And let's turn the particle size down too. They're a little large here. Now, I didn't do this in the original example, but I might even duplicate the particles. Maybe offset the time here and make even smaller particles and like turn up the birth rate. And this will just give it more detail. Maybe turn down the convergence. You know, I mean, you could do some cool stuff. You could, you know, it just kind of makes it look like the particles, some are inside and then some are close to the edge and are getting, you know, distorted a little bit. So just, you know, the more detail something has, it actually looks like you actually spent some time on it, which of course you didn't. Okay, let's go and take a look at a few workflow considerations. So we're working on this, you know, major shot, and this particular comp is pretty detailed, and at full resolution, you know, renders kind of slow. So what we want to do is actually pre-render out this composition. So we'll take it, we'll choose composition, add to render queue, and then we're going to go ahead and render it out. Now, I like to render out into QuickTime, and you know, I use Photo JPEG at like high quality. So if we come in here, we'll set it to Photo JPEG, you know, about 95 quality or so. And then I'll set the output module, make sure it's best settings, and just render it out. All right, so it's all rendered out, and I'm gonna go ahead and take that QuickTime movie and import it back into my project just by dragging it inside. Now, another thing I could have done is taken the Galaxy Ball comp, right-clicked and choose Set Proxy, and then select the QuickTime file. And what that will do is allow you to reference the video as the composition, and then just makes it easy to switch back and forth if you make any changes. But for now, we're just gonna take the Galaxy Ball movie, drop it into a new comp, and here we wanna set it up so that there's energy coming around from the outside. So we'll take this and we'll scale it down just a bit. And we'll also take the ellipse tool and draw a sphere around the outside. So we'll click in the middle, hold down Alt, let's see, Control and Shift, and just line it up, and we'll hit V, and we'll just move this into place. So that looks pretty good. Might even just move it over a touch. And then we'll hit MM and set the expansion to negative 1 or so. Perfect. And so we've created a little bit of an alpha channel so we can start putting stuff in the background. All right, let's go and change the comp name. So comp settings, and we'll just call this orb aura. And we'll hit OK. So we've got this cool orb, and I want to create kind of a background glow. So we'll duplicate the orb, so we'll hit duplicate. Now we'll take the bottom copy, and we're going to type an effect called optics compensation. So we'll take this, drop it onto the galaxy ball. See, look, if I would have typed one less, it would have been a commercial. But since I did type optics and not optical flares, which is our After Effects plugin for creating some amazing lens flares, well, I kind of got out of hand quickly. Let's just get back to it. Optics compensation. Now, this is a really cool effect, and it's usually meant for, you know, working with footage that has like barrel distortion from like a fisheye lens, and it sort of tries to de-distort the video. But in our case, we want to add some distortion. So we're going to reverse the lens distortion and turn up the field of view. So if we hold down shift, it starts creating a pretty cool effect. So let's go transform, reset. And so we've got a really cool effect. In fact, you know what this looks like? This looks like the effect from playing Bejeweled when you get to the next level. It goes... Love that game. But in this case, we're just going to use it to create some energy around the outside. Now, I want to cut it off. So let's create a solid as a track mat. So we'll call this mat. Put it above, and we'll move it just above the bottom copy. We'll take the ellipse tool here and just draw a shape like that. Hit F, and we'll feather it out a bit. And so then we'll take the galaxy ball and use the alpha mat for our mat. And so then we just have the glow kind of showing up behind. Now we can hit MM, turn up the expansion a little bit, maybe the feathering. And we might even take the galaxy ball and add some contrast. So we'll just sort of tweak a few settings here. So we don't want it to be too extreme, but just have a little bit of light kind of glowing on the outside. Now I also want to do some color correction. So let's create an adjustment layer. We'll choose effect, color correction, curves. And what I want to do is add a little bit of red and add a lot of blue. So that looks pretty cool. We could play around with the optics compensation amount, and we could turn it up, you know, an extreme amount or less, or play around with this mask. Maybe even tweak this a little bit so it's a little more non-uniform. But either way, just play around with that a little bit, and this is looking pretty good. So the next thing I would say we need to do is create the zoom through all of this energy. All right, so if we take a look at the finished project, you can see we fly through all these particles and atmosphere, and then we end up on this orb, and it's as if all of that energy is inside of the orb. But in reality, we are actually just blending the two comps together. So we're gonna create all of the particles and atmosphere in a completely separate composition and then blend them together. So it's kind of like traveling through time, which is cool because it's 2011, which is like the future. You know, if you think about movies from like the 90s and they were about the future, for example, Demolition Man, basically Wesley Snipes and Rocky got frozen in, you know, carbonite, and then they came back in the future and had to fight each other. And I just don't think it would be like that at all. So, I mean, it's a pretty good movie. I think it was nominated for Best Picture, but I just don't know if it really holds up to today. So this is going to be the particle zoom comp, and we'll hit OK. So we'll create a new solid, and we'll call this particles and hit OK. And we'll type particle world, take this, drop it out onto the layer, and we'll set the grid to off and particle type to a faded sphere. Now we'll go to the options and we'll click on rendering, and we'll set the force motion blur so that we can see the particles moving a bit. Now in CS5, I think all you have to do is turn the motion blur on for the layer and then for the comp, and it'll actually work automatically, so you don't have to go into the settings. Although any of the options should be laid out into the dropdowns. Now, we've got the particles here. What I want to do is make them a little bit smaller. We'll also make them white. And we're going to go to the physics, set it to, actually just set the velocity to 0, and then the gravity to 0. So we're just going to create a particle field of static particles. So we'll set the life, or the longevity to, you know, 20 seconds. And also in the options, there is an opacity map, and we'll set this to constant. So the particles don't fade in or out, they're just on the entire time. And again, there should be a little option to be able to control that in CS5. So we've got our particle field. Let's turn the producer size up so it's really, really large. And again, on the Z-axis, so they come flying at us. And we pretty much need to turn this up a lot. So let's increase the birth count and play around with this. And let's go and create a new camera. So we'll choose a new camera, set it to like 24 millimeter, and we'll hit OK. And then we're also going to create a null object, make it 3D, and then parent the camera to the null object. So this will be our cam control. So as we move this around, our camera will move. So if we go into our particles here, we can again turn up the radius so that we really have a lot of particles to fly through. So we'll set this to about 50. And if we need to increase the birth rate, that'll be good. Now, the other thing is I want to make sure that the particles are on and not continuously being born. So if I move forward to about frame 100, I can keyframe the birth rate. So set a keyframe and then just move forward a little bit and then set it to 0. So everything after frame 100 will just be static particles. So what I can do is hit star, and that just puts a mark there, and then move the layer over and extend it. And so now we have just static particles the entire time. All right, so the next thing we want to do is animate the camera control so that it flies around through space. So if we hit P, we can control the Z position. So if I move this forward, you can actually see that we're really traveling through a lot of space. In fact, that's probably too much space. So what I might want to do is go back into Particle World and set the radius to something like 6. And then, you know, maybe turn up these other values here so the particles get spread out more. And then we probably should turn the birth rate down. So if we come over here to the first keyframe and double click on it, just set the value to, you know, something smaller, maybe 25. And then we'll slide this back over. And so we should have a substantially less amount of particles. Let's just bring that back together a little bit. So now if we change the position of the camera control, as we fly through, there's still a lot of particles. And depending on how long you want your animation to be, you might think about changing the radius. So we might be smarter to set this down to something like 2, and then again, double click on the particle amount and maybe just set it to about 10. I'll slide that back over. So we want the animation to be long, but we don't want it to be too long. So we'll zoom forward here and we'll set a keyframe for the camera position. Then we'll slide over here, maybe to frame 200, and we can just set this value to negative whatever it is. And that's because that's just the opposite end of it, because the radius is growing from the center. So we go from one side of the galaxy to the other side. And depending on how close these are together, we'll get a different speed. So let's go ahead and play this back and just get a feel for how fast this is. So it's pretty fast, and if I wanted to speed it up, I'll just go in here. We'll set this to say 3 and then go back to our begin marker and just fly out and then go to the end and make sure we're out for far enough. So there's definitely some flexibility here once you decide how you want it to look. All right, so we have our basic zoom out, but I want to add a little bit of rotation. So what I'll do is hold down Shift, hit R, and we'll set the Z rotation, and then we'll move this over. And I just want to say maybe rotate it, you know, a little bit. Maybe a little more. Maybe like a half a turn. And that way, it'll just give it a little bit more life as it comes to a stop. So I add an easy ease curve to the last keyframe by hitting F9. And we can change it back just by control clicking on it. So just hit F9 there. Now, the other thing I added was some kind of camera shake. So we can do that by adding a slider control. So we'll choose expression slider control. We'll call this shake. Then we'll come in here to the position, alt-click on it, and we'll type, let's see here, wiggle, maybe like 8, comma, the shake value, and then end parentheses. So now if you want to learn more about expressions, there's a little tab on the website that you can click, and you can just look at expression tutorials and, you know, some pretty cool ones there, 3D fall off. Speed Particles has a lot of cool expressions, and I know the Earthquake with HDR kind of goes over the wiggle in detail. So we've got the wiggle expression, and what I'm going to do is set the value up to like 10 maybe. No, that's too much. Maybe 2. Maybe a little more, 4. And then keyframe it, and then at the end of it, we'll set it down to 0. So it's kind of shaky, and then at the very end, fades out the shakiness. Now, let's go and work on the look of this atmosphere. So we have our particles. So I'm going to duplicate them. And we're going to make some slightly different particles. So what I want to do is just tweak the settings here so that it looks like a completely different set of particles. And with this copy, I'm going to go to the particle settings, and we're going to set the color to like a red color. And we're also going to turn the size of the particles up, maybe the opacity down a little bit. And and then also we'll turn the rate down. So we'll click on this, we'll set this to maybe 2. Maybe a little more than that, maybe 4. And then I want to move this over to one side. So we have the position XY. So we'll just slide this over. So these are kind of in the bottom. And maybe set the transfer mode to screen. And also the particles, we'll set them to screen. So they blend a little bit. And then we'll duplicate that, go back down to the particles, and we'll set this to blue. So we're just kind of creating some atmosphere that is somewhat colorized. And then again, we'll just move these particles over so they're kind of up here a little bit. We're flying through and we just have sort of colored particles. We might even turn the size up a little bit more so that it just looks more blended. Let's see here. Maybe 2.5 and 2. And again, we can turn the rate down so there's not as many of the particles. So if you look in the original example, basically some soft particles that help make up the atmosphere. So we'll just tweak the color here, maybe a little darker blue. And we could even just lower the opacity of each of the layers so it's not too intense, but that looks pretty good. We'll go down to half resolution here, speed things up. We fly out and then we end. All right, so we have our basic zoom here, but one of the things that's happening is the particles are kind of blurring together and it's kind of hard to see any detail. So what we're going to do is take some of these textures and composite them into the atmosphere so that it looks a little bit more organic. Now, to do that, we're just going to drag it out into our comp, make it a 3D layer, and then if we move through, we can find out where that is. So first, we'll hit F4. We'll set the transfer mode to screen so that we can actually see through it. Then we'll choose Effect Curves, and we're going to do a little bit of colorizing. So we'll turn the red down and punch up the blue. Maybe even just bring the overall brightness of it down. And what we want to do is rotate the clip. So we'll just kind of rotate it here, maybe scale it up to like 250. And then we want to push it back in Z space. Now, right now, this is the layer transform, but we can also use sort of this view axis mode, which is more of a directly related to the view that we're looking at. So then we can push this back in Z space, and it correlates directly to going back to, you know, this start area. So pretty good place right here. We want to make sure that it doesn't cross in the middle in the bright spot. Otherwise, it'll pop through like that. So we want to just slide it off just to the side so that it is a little more gradual as it shows up. This is pretty good. Might move it forward, rotate it even a bit more, maybe lower the opacity here. So that's good. We'll duplicate that, and we'll move one closer to the camera, maybe. And then we just want to make sure that all the energy kind of ends up in a pretty small area where our orb will be. So probably good. And then we can duplicate this, maybe move it over here, and maybe change the color scheme to be red, to be amongst the red particles. Maybe the green channel out. Good. So we'll scale this up somewhat. I'll duplicate one more here. So, you know, we've got all the elements here. We could hit F4, turn on the motion blur, and then we could turn it on for the comp. And that will blend those in a little nicer. All right, so we've got this energy tunnel created, and it's looking pretty good. But the final thing we need to do is connect it and composite it together with our orb from earlier. So if I bring this out, this is what we need to end up with. Now, I'm going to go ahead and make this a 3D layer. And this is going to require a lot of fine tuning of the position and the animation. So we'll take the camera and the camera control layer and move this to the top. And then what I want to do is take our orb layer and move it into the position of the camera control. So if I move forward here, I'm just going to take the position here of this camera control keyframe, edit, copy, and then take the orb, hit P, and select position, and then hit edit, paste. So now the orb is exactly at the end of the animation, and it sort of flies right through. So here's the trick, though. Part of making this look like it was connected was, was cutting it up into two pieces. So we have the inside area, and we have the outside area. So if you look at the final animation, you can see the inside start showing up, and then the outside comes in a little bit later. And just offsetting those two elements makes it look like one is closer to the camera. So that's part of the trick. All right, so back in the final comp, I'm going to take our orb, and we're going to take the ellipse tool, and I'm going to circle out just the inside here. And then I'm going to hit F, and we're going to feather it out a bit. And I'm going to set the transfer mode to screen. So this is basically setting it apart from everything else and kind of bringing it into the comp. Then I'm going to duplicate the layer, control D, hit M, and subtract it. So if we look at the two layers by themselves, I've basically taken the outside and the inside and separated them so that I can work with them individually. So we'll take the outside, this layer, and we're actually going to move it a little bit closer to the camera and then scale it down. And then we're going to take the inside and we're going to move it inward and scale it up. So if I watch the animation here, see what's kind of happening here? I mean, that's probably a little bit too much. Probably want to bring this a little bit closer. Let's see. And then scale it down. But that little bit of parallax gives us what we need to be able to sell this effect. I'll push it back just a bit. And maybe scale it down just a touch. All right, perfect. Now the key is going to be blending this all together so it doesn't look horrible, which is not going to be easy to do. No. All right, so first thing we'll do is we'll take the soft particles, the colored particles, and let's fade them out. So during this end move, let's keyframe the opacity and have them be faded out to zero. And at least this way, we don't see anything sort of extending out beyond the area that our sphere takes up. Now, in addition to that, we have these light layers. I'll shut off the motion blur. And again, we'll fade these out. So turn the opacity on here and set this down to zero. We also have the white particles. And again, we'll set the opacity at 100 and then fade it out to zero. So even though this is fairly rough, we almost have the basic idea in place. Now I might want to take the front of our orb and bring it a little closer and then feather it out even more so we don't see such a divide. Let's see here. Bring the feather down. We want to make sure it's empty in the middle. Nice. All right, we'll take this. And now this inside part, let's fade it in. So we'll hit, and by the way, I'm talking about this layer. So we'll hit a keyframe, move forward here. So instead of it popping on abruptly, let's fade it in a bit. And that way it should blend in with everything that's already there and hopefully look like it belongs with the rest of the energy. Now, one other thing that we need to kind of be thinking about is the speed of all of the layers. So I might take these two orb layers and move them both closer. And let's see here, move it in here a bit. And we'll scale these up. So this is just a matter of fine-tuning the animation. Let's see. Let's bring the position even further back on that keyframe. So I'm just moving it back, and then we'll take our two orbs and we'll scale them back up. And that way, the area of particles and energy and everything gets really small as it kind of finishes and comes to a stop. So we'll move this closer a bit and scale it down. So we're kind of cheating the perspective. All right, so we've got a great little animation here. We might just take the text tool, type a galaxy. Let's see, Arial, we could do bold, maybe put it together a little bit. No italicize there. Maybe change the color, a little bit more teal. We could duplicate this, studios. We'll make this regular, and we'll make it sort of silver. And scale it down. I might space it out. Okay, and you know, we could simply fade these two on as it comes to an end. Now, finally, we can add a couple of lens flares. Now, many of you know I like to use as few third-party plugins as possible. So we're going to be using the standard lens flare plugin. So we'll type lens flare, making a black solid, and then I'll come over here and we'll type in lens. We'll take the generate lens flare, drop it onto a comp, and we want to add, a tint effect. We're going to colorize this really quick. Maybe make it blue. So, and I also like to just do a little contrast in the green channel so that the center point seems hot. All right, so we'll take the center of the lens flare and we'll stick it right here in the middle. Let's see. Perfect. And then we're going to scale this down. So we'll scale it down to 0 and then we'll move forward a frame. So looking here, move forward 2 frames, go up, and then a couple more, and we'll go down to a small amount. In fact, not all the way down to nothing, though. So about 10%, and then we'll fade out the 10% over a couple of frames. So we'll set this to add, and this will be our catalyst for our zoom. So we'll move this about here. And then if we play it, it kind of flashes before it kind of goes off into the distance. All right, so that's good. Now, the other thing I did was added just some lens flares during the animation. So we'll just take the layer here and maybe even turn this up even brighter. And then we're just going to move the position of it. So we'll take the position of the flare and maybe move it up into the corner here. We're just going to randomly kind of have this thing flashing as it's going past the different layers. So this is just a matter of putting these wherever you want. And one way to kind of hide the idea that you're using the standard lens flare is just give it a blur. Turn on the repeat edge pixels, just blur it out a bit. So you still get a great looking light effect, but you know, and then it doesn't look like this old school flare. So then at the very end, when we get to the very end, we sort of flash one last time. Slow that down a little bit. All right, we'll just take a quick look. Okay, very cool. And, you know, this one was substantially longer than the one I did, but, you know, you can just change it to whatever length that you like. Well, I guess now might be a good time to promote one of our products. So if you go over to Video Copilot, we've got a plugin called Optical Flares, which is a little bit more of an advanced lens flare creation tool that just gives you a lot more unique looking light effects. So this would be great for this. It'd be great for a lot of different things. So be sure to check that out. We also have the Pro Presets 2, which is a collection of additional lens flare presets that we spent a lot of time on. And it's pretty inexpensive, and you get some really amazing looking lens flares based on some real light and some real lenses, plus some cool template project files and a bunch of other stuff. So check that out. It's a great way to support the site. In fact, here's a quick demo of Optical Flares. So once it's installed, it's under Video Copilot. Optical Flares, we drop that on. It works just like the regular lens flare. You can move it around, scale it, turn up the brightness. But the difference is when you go into the options, we have this great interface for actually creating, editing, and modifying your own lens flare. So when you go in there, you have access to just an amazing amount of cool looking lens flares based on real movies like Michael Bay style lens flares to, you know, just candle lights and other cool effects. Now, the Pro Presets, some amazing presets inside of this collection. And we talked about the Pro Presets 2 collection, which includes just some really organic, natural looking flares. All right, so we got the commercial out of the way. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed the tutorial. Of course, we appreciate your support. You know, we work really hard to put together these free tutorials and of course our products and plugins, so be sure to check them out. Hopefully they can help you out. And be sure to check out the blog. We've got a lot of cool things going on there. We talk about design and, you know, project files. And so be a part of that. I am Andrew Kramer, and we will see you next time. Maybe. We can do something better than this. Galaxy Studios? What is this, an orb? Come on, Andrew. You're better than this, man. You're better than this. You're better than this. How about two orbs? Now we're talking.